Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So, do we have the lieutenant governor?
Do so.
All right, we do. We have the lieutenant governor,
Billy.
Not a problem. Billy Nungesser joins us. Welcome to the show, Billy.
Good to be with you, my friend. How you doing?
Doing well. I know you've been making your way around the state and other activities as well. Lot going on, but let's start off with the Michelin Guide honors. That seemed to be a huge announcement. So many incredible restaurants through. Deep South, but more importantly, in Louisiana, in New Orleans, in the surrounding area. Very exciting news.
It really is. And I'll tell you, a lot of people say, well, they didn't name a lot of restaurants, but it's a three-year thing. They're going to come back. You know, it was heavily favored on New Orleans this round, but they do travel the whole state. And I think we're going to see more and more restaurants get recognized by that guide, which is going to help drive people all over Louisiana. So a lot of good news comes out of that to finally be recognized in that guide, because people actually go and follow that guide to go eat at those places. So it's going to be a great thing for Louisiana.
Absolutely. I'm one of them. So I always am curious who got what rating, and I'm trying to get to all the ones that were mentioned just in the city. In fact, we have a group of six of us, and we're scratching them off the list as we try and go to each and every one of those. Let's talk about the JRNY Awards. I'm not familiar with those awards, but tell us about it.
Yeah, it's a great honor for Louisiana. It's out of the UK, and they give awards to destination cities, states that really excel in the tourism industry. And because of our efforts to promote all of Louisiana, Louisiana was named the top tourism state in the whole country. A real big honor for us. We've got so many great partners all over the state that partner with us for the Rose Parade, for our trips to the UK, Germany, Canada. And I tell you, it's those trips that really set us apart. You know, people can advertise and run commercials, but when you bring partners from all over the state, you serve them a good meal, you entertain them, and you have all these travel writers and tour operators, and they get to know you personally. You have a relationship. So they book trips, and every trip we've taken, India, Italy, Spain, we see a direct result in the years after those trips of them booking trips to Louisiana. So it's great to be recognized as a top state for our efforts. It's a lot of work by a lot of people, a lot of travel away from their families to make Louisiana shine, and have done a great job.
There's so much going on actually in throughout the state of Louisiana. Of course, we're right upon the holiday season. I know that there's a bunch of different exhibit openings, one being Michelopolis. Let's talk about his exhibit.
Yeah, that's going to be the fundraiser for the foundation at the museum of Friday night. You know, we try to highlight a great artist and all their paintings, and from Rod Reed to all the different great artists, and bring attention to it. And then we honor some of the Henry Shane will be honored for his efforts, all the great things he does throughout the community, but also his support of our museums. Will be honored Friday night at the Cabildo. So it's a great opportunity for us to highlight a great Louisiana that has given of his time and his money to support the museum and all the great artists. So that's another way to highlight our museums and give thanks to the people that support them.
Is that open to the public? Are there tickets for sale for that event?
You can still buy tickets at the museum website. Yes, it is a ticket event. It's a black tie event, and there are still tickets available.
And so that would be at the Cabildo website then, right?
Yes, at LouisianaMuseums.com. You can go to that site and buy your tickets.
So, Billy, I know that you... you're one that rides in a lot of Christmas parades and parades named after every living animal that ever walked the face of the earth, or at least within the state of Louisiana. What does your Christmas season look like and all the events? I think last year you sent me a list. And I was like, oh, my God, I don't know how he's going to make it.
Well, I tell you, this year, you know, Peanut, my big elephant, gets invited to all the Christmas parades. There's a Santa hat made for it and all. But this year, Peanut is actually in South Carolina helping that lieutenant governor in some parades up there run for governor. So Peanut's going to miss the Christmas season. But we will be partaking. I'll be in the boat parade. I'll be turning on the lights in Covington. There's, golly, 100 of them around the state. I'm going to try to get up and turn on the lights in Natchitoches, which I try to do every year. But there's 20 things every weekend. And I tell people, invite my wife's family's coming in from Houston for Thanksgiving. They'll stay for a week, and I encourage them to do their Christmas shopping and all here in Louisiana. And I tell Louisianans always, invite your family and friends here. Don't get on the road and travel out of town. Invite them here to spend their money in Louisiana. And because we've done a great job with our partners, with all the light shows, the lights at City Park, and we've even got some light and Santa at several of the state parks. We do that to encourage people to bring their families here and enjoy the things to do for the holiday season here in Louisiana.
So right on the heels of Christmas, we have the Rose Parade. Remind us as to who our featured individuals are and how many folks are involved in that endeavor.
Yeah, John Foster will be the entertainment, a great Louisiana ambassador. And we've got a little over 100 Louisianans signed up to come out and help us decorate that float. The theme this year is teamwork. And it takes a great team in Louisiana to make a pot of gumbo. Mike Strain, our Commissioner Ag, and his wife will be riding on the float. And we'll be talking about the rice, all the crops that come out of the ground, the crawfish, the seafood. And then there'll be a pelican stirring a big pot of gumbo, a shrimp boat on the front of the float, and everything will be covered in a weed, a seed, a flower. It's just an incredible opportunity. You know, we encourage Louisianans to come out and help us decorate that float every year. It's done with all volunteers. We found a little old lady in Pasadena who owns a beignet truck. She's from New Orleans. So we have hot beignets every day from 5 to 9 to feed everybody. We cook Louisiana seafood for lunch. And then one night, John Foster will perform in the Rose Stadium in the private party room there for all of our volunteers. He'll put on a special performance just for the Louisiana volunteers that come out and help us decorate that float.
That has provided a ton of exposure for us. It's amazing how many people watch the Rose Parade.
Well, you know, too, they don't throw anything. So everybody on the parade route has a camera out, and they're sharing those videos all over the world. It is done far greater than we could ever imagined. You know, we get $40 to $50 million return on less than $1 million investment every year. And it's at a time of year I don't know about you, Newell, but I'm, you know, my New Year's resolution is always to lose weight and talk to my wife about where we're going on vacation. And what better time to have Louisiana shine on the international stage where people are making their plans for next year and Louisiana is front and center. So it's a great opportunity for us. And really, each year it gets better for us as far as the exposure. And we have a satellite truck that we rent and bring in the den. So we give the morning shows all over the country an inside look at building a float. We just ask for 3 to 5 minutes to talk about Louisiana. And we bring our partners, the North Shore, New Orleans, Shreveport, Bossier. Every partner from around the state will have time on TV to talk about what's special about their town, their city. So we're not just promoting one city or town. We're promoting all of Louisiana.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah.
So are you asking us to believe that you're having this discussion with your wife about losing weight? Is that while you're eating the beignet donuts from 5
no,
to 9?
I have the discussion where we're going vacation. I have that discussion about losing weight every year with myself, but it doesn't work.
You're
That's
a hard-headed soul,
New Year's resolution.
Oh, man, it sounds like a complete blast to do that. How many folks does it actually take to get that whole float together?
Well, we bring about 100 volunteers. Now, there's volunteers that have been doing it since they were kids. Some of them in their 80s, they really know what they're doing. And they'll tell me to put these 15 roses in this square and don't mess it up. So they direct the new people of what to do. They get the little kids involved in crushing up the coconut because every part of that float has to be covered. So they cover all the steel with coconut and different berries and things. So it's all volunteers except for the small staff working for the float den that directs everybody what to do. So it's an incredible operation. And to walk in that den the first morning and see hundreds of thousands of roses and orchids and carnations, it's an experience every Louisiana should take advantage of and come out and help us decorate. It's the week after Christmas. I tell people it's a great Christmas present for your family.
Yeah, no doubt, for sure. Let's talk a little politics. This year, with the upcoming federal elections, we'll be voting in closed primary system. Is there a move afoot to try and change that again?
Yeah, you know, I'm really disappointed in the Republican Party. They held a meeting in Alexandria. I was not invited. I understand only the governor went. I don't think the other statewide elected officials, at least the ones I talked to, were invited. And they decided to pass a resolution to tell the legislature this year that if you don't eliminate the no party from being allowed to vote in the Republican primary, we're going to sue you. Now, my father helped build this Republican Party on open primary where everybody gets a voice. So the Republicans decided on their own, small little knit group, that they don't want anybody voting in the primary but Republicans. So that third of the voters that are no party won't get a choice. So if the Democrat nominee, or they got to wait till the runoff. That's un-American. And listen, I'm for open primary all over this country, because we all can agree that Washington is dysfunctional. If we had open primary, those people that want to cross over, there were many Democrats that wanted to open back up the country before they did. But if they did, they get primaried out. And that's not the way it ought to be. You should be able to do what's right. And the rhetoric, the killings, if we had open primary, a lot of that horrible talk would be tamped down, because you'd need some of those voters in the middle. You wouldn't have to just win your primary. And Unite America is a group that's trying to change that. And if you go to their website, it tells you how few people are electing our elected officials in Washington. It's less than 20% are actually, and 87% of them get reelected every time with less than 20% of the vote. And that's un-American.
I'm in favor of open primaries. I've always been in favor of open primaries, and I was never shy about crossing the aisle and supporting people on the other side of the aisle for me, because I love the opportunity to support the best person that was running, right?
Yeah.
What's interesting, what's the most recent polling reveal on this issue? Do you know?
So, yes, the nonpartisan Unite America took a poll. 71% of Louisianans won open primary, 73% of Republicans. But this small group, you know, I tell people they're destroying the Republican Party. If you remember, Ronald Reagan said the Republican Party is a big tent. Everyone's welcome. And we can have different of opinion on issues, but we have the same moral compass that drives us for the greater good. And we can do great things in America. What the Republican Party did this past week is an embarrassment. They told the no party voters, we don't want you weighing in on who we pick. We want to decide on our own. So essentially, they want just Republicans to vote and tell you who your senator or your Bessie board or your public service commission. And it drives the rhetoric to the far right and the far left. And in the runoff, you need some of those people in the middle, but you're going to tell them, we don't want you voting in the first primary, but we'd like you to vote for in the runoff. It's horrible. And we built the Republican Party over the last 30 years with open primary. You got a supermajority in the House and the Senate, all statewide elected reporters. What the hell is the Republican Party or the small group? Because I don't think that group represents the Republican Party anymore. It's they've hijacked the party, and they think it's their way. They're not even listening to the polling of even the Republicans that want open primary. And several of the people were at that meeting called me and were disgusted how they called that meeting, didn't tell nobody what it was about, and then they passed a resolution. And they went around and got affidavits from people because they couldn't get enough people there to support their efforts. Just like when they endorsed a Republican for governor without even considering the other Republicans. It's run amok, and that's why more people are leaving the Republican Party and becoming no party, because the Republican leadership in that party is not listening to the people.
And the irony is that we've won. I mean, what do they fear? We've won more races. We have, Republicans have more control. In fact, I got a text here that says the Republicans won all the statewide races for years with open primaries. The only seat we didn't win was a governor's race because we kept putting up lame candidates. It's ridiculous to close them. And I think a lot of Republicans feel that way.
Yep. And let me tell you, close the primary, and what you'll do is you'll get the far-right Republican, the Democrats will get smart and get a conservative Democrat in there, and you won't elect another Republican, because you'll pick the wrong one. You won't pick the best candidate, and that's unfortunate. And so that's why I'm fighting, and I tell everybody to talk to your legislators, because they do a lot of threatening in the legislature to take money from your district if you don't vote the way they want you to vote. And that's unfortunate, too. You should be able to vote what's best for the people of Louisiana. and not fear losing funding for your district.
It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. As always, we truly appreciate your time, your insight. Keep up the great work, and keep up the being the big cheerleader for the state of Louisiana. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, my friend.
You too. The Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.